Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to swimming and diving star from Somers High School, Jay Wilkinson. So, hi, welcome to the show, Jay, and congrats.
Hello, thank you.
And also with us is your coach, and that's Brittany Pisano. Is that Pisano, correct?
That's correct, yep. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. And Jay, now I noticed on your nomination letter, you have just a laundry list of accomplishments when it comes to the awards you've won, when it comes to swimming and diving. So recently at the YMCA Nationals in Florida, you were a top 10 diver. Now, how big is that particular competition, by the way, just to give our audience kind of a perspective?
It is a national meet. It's not the biggest out of all the leagues in diving, but it's still a national meet, and there was about like 20 to 30 divers who qualified and made it there, so it was still pretty competitive. But when I competed, it's more so like a more fun than extremely competitive.
All right, well, plus it was an opportunity to take a trip to Florida, so there is that. You're also a USA Diving Zone qualifier. What is the USA Diving Zone?
So USA Diving has, that's kind of like the championships for club diving, and there's a regional meet that takes place somewhere, whatever region you're in, and you have to place top 15 at regionals. And once you do that, you qualify for zones, and there's a bunch of different zones. And during the zone meet, if you manage to get like, I think it's top 15 again, then you qualify for USA Diving Nationals, which brings all the divers from every zone in the country, and they all compete.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so that is that the AAU RWB Nationals? Is that what that is, or is that something different? Because I didn't know exactly what that was.
Yeah. So U.S. Diving, club diving has kind of like, there's the USA Diving, which is it's like the most competitive in club diving. And then there's AAU, which is kind of like a little bit more of like an amateur league. So it's not as competitive as USA Diving, but it's still pretty competitive. And RWB or Nationals was kind of like a different type of national meet in the AAU league. And that's kind of what that is. It's kind of the same, but not as competitive.
Okay. All right. And I see here there was second place in the Northern Westchester Swim and Dive Conference 2 championships, third place at the sectionals. You also at the States came in fourth with a 40 points higher than your last score, by the way. Which is that's quite a bit, I'm assuming, when it comes to swimming. So what do you attribute that to when it comes to, you know, from 1 year to the next to be able to pick up 40 points?
I kind of started picking up and diving probably around junior year. That was when I started to really get like good. And I mean, not like I wasn't like great before, but I mean, I really started working hard, especially with like college recruiting and everything. And I kind of just worked probably like last States. I didn't do quite as well as I wanted to. And I just focused myself and worked a lot harder in like the past year in order to, and my goal was getting top 5 at States, and I'm really happy that I did that and did so well.
Yeah, well, you obviously did very well, and yeah, I mean, you've been all league, all section, all 4 years. You were all state, and it's not just diving either. And you know, according to coach, you're a dual state qualifier in diving and swimming, which is a pretty rare achievement. Is that right, coach?
Yeah,
extremely rare. Usually you're the one or the other. It's very rare that you have such high caliber of both. And Jay has that very rare, unique package. And it's really a privilege. And like, you can't help but be inspired and want to keep working with him and kind of keep pushing him to be better, because as good as he is, we can always be better. Right.
Right.
But he is just so, so talented that, you know, you see where he finishes one season and you're like, wow, how can he do better? And then he comes back and he's more competent, more confident, knows exactly what he wants to do. You know, you don't have to tell him anything. He knows exactly what he wants to do. As soon as he gets in, he's got focused, and he doesn't need anyone telling him, oh yeah, thumbs up, thumbs down. Like he knows. So
Okay. And you know, I find it not funny, but, you know, the fact that diving, you know, obviously is kind of more your emphasis now, and that's what you're going to be doing at school. But, you know, you said to yourself, well, you know what, I might just swim a little bit at the conference championships and win the 100-yard butterfly and also break a 23-year-old school record while I'm at it. I'm just going to do that. Pshaw.
Yeah. I mean, I started swimming even before I got into diving. Swimming was probably like the first sport that I ever did. And I got into diving in middle school and I kind of just took off from there.
Yeah, well, that was a question I was going to ask you because Coach mentioned in your nomination letter that, you know, swimming is where you started, but diving has become more of the emphasis. So what do you think, where do you think the change came from you to kind of go from the swimming and say, well, I now prefer diving?
Probably from, because I started swimming ever since I was a little kid, and I started competitively swimming in probably around fourth grade.
Around nine.
Yeah, around that age. And I got into diving because at the same time I was doing like gymnastics, like rec classes, and I saw diving kind of over at like a summer league, and I thought it was really cool and I wanted to get into it. And so I joined a club team for diving in sixth grade, and I never really got serious about it until high school, which is when I noticed that I had like a talent for it and I was really starting to excel at it. And yeah.
Well, you've obviously excelled because, you know, that one school record that I just mentioned is not the only one that you have. You've also got the 6-round dive and the 11 round dive school records. So you've got three in your pocket now. And that 6-round dive record, by the way, it's like 40 years old. And you broke it by like more than 100 points. So I imagine your record might stand for another 40 years as well. You never know. But how cool is that just to know, you know, all the work you've put in your high school years that when you're leaving, there are three school records with your name on it.
It's definitely a really great feeling knowing that I really made an impact on that team and that my legacy will still be there even when I'm gone.
You know, and when it comes to the team, and this is something that I found very, very cool, the coach mentioned in the nomination letter, is that when it came to individual events at the sectionals, you opted not to and instead swim with the relays to try to make them more competitive to the point where in the 200 freestyle, you earned bronze medals and you upset a couple of favored teams. How cool was that? And then what was that decision like? I mean, when did you come to that decision to say, well, I'm not doing the individual events. I'm going to help out the team with the relays.
So with the relays, the other boys on that team, I've known them since I was probably like ever since I moved to America, like 9, 10 years old. And I've like been swimming with them pretty much my entire life. And so I kind of wanted to have my like last sectional meet to be with them and kind of just like really help them out and be a part of the team rather than swim an individual event.
Well, that's fantastic. And obviously that would, you know, that attests to the fact that you are the team captain. And I guess you were the team captain first time this year. What's it been like to be the team captain? Any pressure there when you got the captainship?
It wasn't as much pressure as I thought it was going to be. I really thought that I wouldn't be able to connect with the rest of the teammates as well. But I mean, as soon as I got there my first day, I already knew that wasn't going to be a problem. And so it was a really great experience.
And what about some of the younger swimmers and divers? Did you see any improvements that you were particularly proud of, you know, that maybe you might have helped along?
Yeah, actually, one of the freshman swimmers I met him that summer because I also swim and dive at like a summer team at the Shrub Oak Pool. And he was there that summer. And when I saw him kind of join the varsity team, I was really excited. And I managed to see how he like kind of grew and matured both as like a swimmer and a person. And I was really proud of him for that.
Yeah, that's got to be really satisfying to see something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of cool. And you might get a kick out of this. I see that you've been committed or that you're committed to diving at Tufts University in the fall. Now, obviously, that was very, very exciting news when everything came down and you knew where you were going to be. But I wanted to let you know that one of my recent winners of this award from Scarsdale is a tennis player named Natalie Hu, who is also going to be going to Tufts. So you never know, freshman orientation, you might be running into, you know, another one of these Con Ed winners, you know, that small world kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So coach, when it comes to Jay, and I know you've spoken to this already a little bit, but you've coached him for quite some time now. What's it been like to see him go from where he started to where he is now, eventually heading to Tufts to do some diving?
Yeah, it's been, I think anytime you have an athlete who you have a lot of time with, right? And, you know, some coaches are lucky to have their athlete for 4 years of high school. I've been lucky to know Jay since he was 9. So, and he was always, always, always agile and fast, always agile and fast. And he could fly better than anyone else can free. And he could always just execute. So he was just a sound, competitive swimmer. And then when he got, like, I think around maybe 8th grade, 9th grade, he started to get into the diving. And then he was doing both, balancing both very well. And then by really sophomore year, junior year, that's really when his passions flips the other way. And he really focused on dive. But that same agility and that fast reaction time has always been his strong point. He's so powerful. He's so compact. And, you know, he's not always the loudest on the team. And he's actually quite serious. It's very hard to crack him out of his shell. But when he performs, it's like everyone just takes notice. Like, you, whether they're swimmers, whether they're the referees, you know, other people that are watching that aren't even part of the competition, he just makes everyone like, whoa. He just dove, and then he went over into the other pool and then just beat everyone in the fly. So, you know, it's very a remarkable talent. And,
well, it is. And it's obviously, you know, it's obviously paid off as to, you know, where he's heading to next and the accomplishments so far. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with swimming and diving star at Somers High School, Jay Wilkinson. Now, Jay, with this award, there's an academic side to it as well. And I see you've got that pretty much covered. You got like a 94 average. You've got AP and honors courses and also IB courses. What exactly are those, Jay?
Oh, IB. Yes. IB business. That's like my only IB course currently.
Okay, but also the letter also says the STEM courses seem to be right up your alley. The science, technology, engineering, math, and computer and data science might be something that you're thinking about as you move forward.
Yeah, I was thinking about majoring in data science when I go into Tufts, and it's been really exciting for me. And I'm taking right now BC Calculus, I also took AP Statistics last year, and I really liked it. And so I'm pretty excited for what I get to learn when I go into the to college.
And that's nice to hear. Just the words. I'm pretty excited to learn. Good for you. So outside of some of these classes, though, was there any class along the way that maybe kind of surprised you? Maybe an elective that you took or a different level of a course that you liked more than you thought you were going to, or just, you know, you said, whoa, this is pretty cool.
I know outside of kind of school, I took and during like the COVID years, I like freshman, sophomore year, I took an online course for programming. I learned how to program in Python and Java. And I was going into it kind of with an open mind. I wasn't really, I didn't know what to expect. And after taking that course, I really enjoyed it more so than I thought. And and then I also, in my sophomore year, I took AP Computer Science Principles. And I also really didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I did.
Well, obviously, obviously you did, because you know, it's sticking with you, and it's gonna suit you well. I also notice here that you volunteer as a junior coach for the Yorktown summer team, where you help some young kids learn proper techniques in swimming. I'm assuming that's got to be some big time fun working with the kids.
Yeah, definitely. I have a lot of fun doing that. Especially because I also help out with my friends too, who also do that, and so it's just a great time for everyone.
And I see too that you volunteer at the Somers Library. You also volunteer a good number of hours at a local dog shelter, which I find to be fantastic. And also, your counselor noted that you work with the elderly as a member of Tech Teens. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So probably around sophomore year, me and a couple of my other friends kind of started this like Somers Tech Teens thing with a library. And we hosted during when everyone was quarantined, we hosted kind of like a bunch of Zoom meetings where anyone could join, really, but it was mostly for the elderly who had problems with kind of just like their devices and everything. And we just help them, because I know one example, there's one woman who is having problems with her phone, and she wasn't really sure how to use it and how to like contact her, call her family, text her, like her sons and daughters and everything. And we kind of just coached her through it and helped her out with it so that she wouldn't feel so alone and isolated while she was at home. And it was a tough time for everyone there. And we were really happy that we could kind of allow these people to connect with their families and everything, especially when they needed help too.
No, that's an absolutely wonderful thing, and I applaud you for coming up with the idea to help, you know, do your best to connect those folks that, yes, can feel very, very isolated, even obviously more so in that particular time. So, Coach, before I finish up here with Jay, did you have any last thoughts here? Anything you wanted to mention?
No, just you know, his talent speaks for himself when he gets up, and understanding more, you know, the total package. You know, we only see them for a couple hours after school, and he's coming to the pool, swimming for a half hour, and then driving an hour to dive, and then diving for 2.5 hours. And he comes home, and then he's got to do the homework, and then he's got to volunteer. So him being able to do all that, it just it really attributes to his mental resilience. I think swimmers and divers are very, very technical and very methodical. And being able to jump from one to the other like that, the way that Jade can, really is a testament to how capable he's going to be in college, and he's going to be able to really adapt the learning and grow. And I really, it's going to be awesome to see.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And Jay, I'm sure you are way over the top excited about it.
Yes, I am very excited about it.
Good for you. Good for you. So listen, congrats again on the award here, Jay. After talking to you, I realize it's even more well-deserved than I thought just from looking at the nomination letter. And good luck moving forward when it comes to Tufts and everything that will, you know, go in there, everything involved when you get to college. Have some fun. And like you said, do some of that learning you're looking forward to, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. And Coach, thanks for joining us here this morning as well. And for Somers High School's Jay Wilkinson, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again here next week, right here on 100.7 WHUD.